Perek Gimel. Okay, the emes is, before we start Perek Gimel, it's important to say as follows, that today what we're going to learn, I think I'd call it more than actually starting Perek Gimel, we're going to do an introduction to Perek Gimel, or at least the first line of Perek Gimel, but we're going to learn today, the truth is really a hakdama to everything we're going to be learning until chapter 12. And really afterwards as well. So what we're going to learn today is mamish very fundamental to the understanding of the entire rest of the book of Tanya. He actually is going to make reference to this idea for the entire sefer. So it seems to be that it's just a hakdama to Perek Gimel, but it's mamish to understand the whole punchline of everything that's going to be said until chapter 12 is to understand what we're going to be learning today. Okay? Look at the first, let's begin chapter 3. Now, each distinction and grade of the three, nefesh, ruach, and neshama, consists of 10 faculties. So right away, what are we talking about over here? What we're talking about is, what have we learned until now, and what's going to be explained now? Until now we learned in chapter 1 and 2. Chapter 1 we learned about the, we introduced the concept of the animal soul. Chapter 2 we learned about the divine soul. What now we're going to learn about is what the souls are made up of. From now, from chapter 3 all the way till chapter 8 is going to be what the souls are made up of. Listen carefully. Chapter 3 till chapter 1 introduced the animal soul. Chapter 2 introduced the divine soul. What they are. Chapters now 3 till 8 are what these two souls are made up of. Chapter 3, 4, 5, what the divine soul is made up of. Chapter 6, 7, and 8, what the animal soul is made up of. And then chapter 9 is when he's going to discuss the battle between them. Okay? That's clear? So chapters 3 to 8 is what the souls are made up of. Huh? We'll get to that later. So that's what these chapters are talking about now. But what I said to you is that even though he's going to be talking about in these chapters 3 to 8 what the souls are made up of, it's fundamental to the understanding of the entire book. The idea we're going to be learning today is a preface to everything we're going to learn before, because the whole punchline of what a Beinoni is and what our Avodas Hashem is supposed to be is based on this idea that we're going to be learning about. Okay? So, we're learning now what the souls are made up of. So what does he say? What's the first line of chapter 3? Now each distinction and grade of the three, nefesh, ruach, neshama, which are different levels. Now, nefesh, ruach, neshama, somebody asked me about the other day, what's the difference between nefesh, ruach, and neshama? So I really don't want to get into it, because people like us, it's you have to be in a very high level to be able to determine what's functioning in you, nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Generally, those are three levels of the soul based on whether a person is working primarily from a place of mind, heart, or just physical sensation. People that primarily their life is propelled by their mind, the neshama is more revealed in them. People that work primarily out of emotion, the ruach is what's being more manifest in them. And people that just sort of are lamaisadika people, that just, you know, just do functionality, are nefesh type of people. So the specifics of the difference in them is not that important, but that's generally the difference between nefesh and neshama, is the difference between just the physical aspect is the nefesh, the ruach is emotion, and the neshama is the mind. Who's working word of mind? So both of them have both of them. Yeah, but again, when I don't want to, yes, yes.
So nefesh and nefesh.
Yes. Now, that's not the point that we're going to get into over here. That's not the main thing that we need to speak about over here. But look, I want to show you. Look at this sentence. Now, again, listen, look carefully at this sentence, because it's going to be important to the text. Now, each distinction and grade of the three, nefesh, ruach, and neshama, consists of 10 faculties. Keep your finger here. Turn two pages to page 14 to chapter 4. Look at the first sentence of chapter 4. In addition, every divine soul possesses three garments. So look at the first sentence in chapter 3 and the first sentence in chapter 4. What's the difference in the text. Look carefully at both sentences. Let's read again. The first sentence of chapter 3. Now, each distinction and grade of the three of parts of Nefshuch Neshama consists of 10 faculties. And then in chapter 4, in addition, every divine soul possesses 3 garments. So be careful. The Diga, obviously, in addition, obviously was saying another thing, but the difference is that over here, in chapter 3 it says it consists of 10 faculties, which in Hebrew, look at the word in Hebrew, klula me'eser b'chinas. See that? Klula me'eser b'chinas consists of 10 faculties. In chapter 4, in addition, every divine soul possesses 3 garments. Yesh l'kol nefesh l'kis shleisha levushim. You see that? So this introduces the topic that we're going to be learning now, and as I said, is going to be the most fundamental thing for the rest of the book. We have to now learn this terminology, the difference between koichas ha-nefesh and levushe ha-nefesh. Okay? This is what we're going to be, very important to get this clear. There's what's called koichas ha-nefesh, the faculties of the soul, and levushe ha-nefesh, the garments of the soul. So really what's going to come out, what we're going to get to, is that when it comes to the soul, there are really how many levels? 3. When we talk about the soul in its entirety, and this is mamash going to be important to be able to understand how we work, how we function. The soul in its entirety has 3 aspects. There's what's called etzem ha-nefesh, koichas ha-nefesh, and levushe ha-nefesh. Okay? There's etzem ha-nefesh, the essence of the soul, koichas ha-nefesh, the faculties of the soul, and levushe ha-nefesh, the garments of the soul. So, but let's leave for a second. We're going to speak about also the Alter Rebbe B'chal doesn't really speak about etzem ha-nefesh, but that's what he was speaking about in chapters 1 and 2. In chapters 1 and 2, he doesn't actually call it that, but he was speaking about etzem ha-nefesh, the essence of the soul. But now, in chapters 3 and 4, chapter 3 is koichas ha-nefesh, and chapter 4 is levushe ha-nefesh. Everyone with me? What's the difference between koichas ha-nefesh and levushe ha-nefesh? What's the difference between faculties of the soul and garments of the soul? What do you think? What does it sound like to you? If you, even if just the words that we learned, because we're just learning the first line of chapter 3 and the first line of chapter 4. Each distinction of soul consists of 10 faculties. And chapter 4, he says, in addition, each soul possesses 3 garments. What's the difference between if you say something consists of 10 faculties and it possesses 3 garments? Oh, is that clear? Everyone agrees with David? David gave a beautiful English explanation that consists means it's a part, right? Consists means it's a part of it. These 10 faculties are a part of the soul. In other words, the soul consists of these koichas, koichas ha-nefesh. Koichas ha-nefesh means the faculties of the soul is what the soul consists of. Levushe ha-nefesh, the garments of the soul, is something the soul possesses. Clear? I don't care what the footnote says. I know what the footnote says. Let's do it. Let me explain it slowly. Okay? Leave the footnotes for a second. Okay? So the soul consists of 10 faculties, and it has 3 garments. So always remember carefully, because remember, as I said, this is going to be important for the entire next 10 chapters. There's what the soul consists of, and then the garments that the soul has. It consists of, because I don't want to have to explain this, I'm begging you, mamish, to get these concepts clear so that in another 2 weeks from now, I don't have to explain it all again from the beginning. I'm telling you, you can't get through, forget about Tanya, you can't get off the ground from any of the sefer without getting these ideas clear, mamish clear, and they're going to be negeh to understand God as well. But this is the most basic ideas of Tanya, and it's important to get them clearly. Mamish to get them clearly. The difference between koichas ha-nefesh and levushe ha-nefesh. The faculties of the soul, what the soul consists of, and the garments of the soul. Now, what are the faculties of the soul? The faculties of the soul are generally intellect and emotions. The garments of the soul are thought, speech, and action. Again, the faculties of the soul. The soul consists of, is made up of, intellect and emotions. The garments of the soul are thought, speech, and action. Now, wait. The best way to understand this in my life, my teacher in this inyan, that mamash made me understand clearly the difference between these two things, was a seemingly must be between somewhere between 17 or 19 year old, not religious, Israeli motorcycle guy from Miami named Nir. That's what the first I really chopped well. I mean, I knew more or less, but I really chopped well the difference between them from this 19-year-old Israeli guy named Nir.
You
mentioned it. I know. Because I chopped him very well. This is how I chopped the idea very well. I was standing in Miami by some shul. I wanted to know. I came to Daven Mincha. And I'm standing outside the shul, and it was locked. Shul was locked. I think it was probably Chabad Shul, which is why it was already late, and it was still locked, and I didn't know what was going on. Why is it locked over here? I'm standing outside waiting. All of a sudden, a motorcycle comes up, you know, a guy with black leather jacket and chains and, you know, the whole nine yards, and I was like, you know, I felt a little intimidated for a moment, and then he stops his thing, and you look Puerto Rican. Sometimes, you know, it's hard to tell at first. Like, he gets off his bike, this Puerto Rican looking guy with spikes in his hair, gelled hair with spikes that it looked like if you would touch it, you could start bleeding. You might, you know, could prick your finger. That's how the spikes were, the thorns in the head. Gets over the thing with the chain, and he like comes over to me. He's like, "Mashlomcha." I'm like, "Oh, okay, this is Israeli." Say, "Baruch Hashem." He says, "Matay mincha?" I said, "I don't know." I'm ani gam mechakeh. So waiting there, you know. So I said, "Ech korim lecha?" So he says, "Nir." Now, the truth is, I don't remember if it was Nir. It could have been Tal, Nadav. You know, one of these is Yoram, one of these Israeli, an Israeli name. It wasn't Shmelka, right? So he said, I think he said Nir. So what's your name? Shmuel. So we're sitting there quietly, trying to make conversation. So I said to him, Matose. I said, Mashlomcha. He said, Baruch Hashem. I said, Matose. What do you do? So he looks at me without batting an eye. He's like, Lama kolachat tamid shoel Matose velo shoel miata. Says, how come old people, you always ask someone, what do you do? And you don't ask someone, who are you? So that's what he said to me. How come, whenever, you know, you meet somebody, what's your name? Oh, Shloima, what do you do? That's what you ask a person, what do you do? He says, Lama sholi matos, lama lo sholi miata. And I was like very taken aback. I didn't think I would get an existential lesson from a 19-year-old Israeli punk. But that's what, you know, he said to me, like, how come people always ask, what do you do? How come nobody asks, who are you? Now, the obvious answer is, because, like, you're sitting next to a guy in a plane, oh, hi, my name is Stephen, my name is Mark, who are you? The guy's going to, like, want to change his seat, right? I mean, you can't, like, you meet a guy for the first time, who are you? Who are you? So, of course, the easier thing is to ask, what do you do? You know, what do you do for a living? That's the safer question. It's more harmless. It doesn't really intimidate. But what I chopped from near is the distinction that the whole Tanya is based on. And I'm telling you now, everything we're going to learn in the next chapters are going to come back to this. The difference between who you are and what you do. And they don't have to be the same thing. By some people, they always will be the same thing, but they don't have to be the same thing. But the distinction that's being made here is who you are as opposed to what you do. That's the difference between koichas ha-nefesh and levushi ha-nefesh. Koichas ha-nefesh, the faculties of the soul, are who you are. The levushi ha-nefesh, the garments of the soul, are what you do.
Why,
so now, yeah?
Why is it etzem nefesh, who you are?
Hold the question for a second. So now before we go further, put in your mind, you know, somebody already said make a flow chart. You don't need a flow chart. Because these type of things, if you start making a flow chart, you're not going to get it. In order to internalize, the flow charts aren't going to help you here. You have to get this thing. Think for a second. If I ask you, who are you? And I say to you, as opposed to what do you do? When I say to you, who are you? What am I asking? Who are you? What am I asking? So that's what David just said. So let's start the other way. If let's say your essence. Though David says, why don't we say essence? Why isn't the essence of who you are? Is the essence of who you are? Let me ask. Let's start that way. Fine. Ezra and David are asking. One second, Abdul. David is asking, why isn't the essence of who you are? Ezra is saying, who you are is the essence of who you are. Tell me, the essence of who you are, based on what we learned until now, is the essence of who you are, would you define that as who you are? Why, yes? So Yishai is saying your full being. Okay, I don't know exactly what that means. What do you mean? Depends. Well, if you say existentially, who am I? I'm Yaakov. That's wrong. If you say existentially, answering Yaakov is not the answer to the question. So if you say me, that's what I'm saying. So when I say to you who you are, what am I asking? When you ask it, when you define yourself who you are, what does that mean? Think for a second. Your unchangeable core is who you are as a person? I'm asking you. Your unchangeable core, that's who you are as a person? Or is that what Chassidus comes to tell you, that really, really you need to know that that's the truth of who you are? I'm asking you, when you define yourself as a person, that's your unchangeable core. When you get up in the morning and you go to sleep at night and you work during the day, you're in touch with your unchangeable essence. Of course you're not in touch. The fact that you're not in touch with it means that that's not who you are.
People don't define themselves by the Knesset and Nefesh either.
I'm sorry?
I'm generous. People don't define themselves.
So how do people define themselves?
Because what you do.
What you do?
Yeah, kind of. Because people say they change all the time. So you can't change it with your unchangeable core. If you're in touch with the things that you
The unchangeable do. Core, I want to explain that. The unchangeable core is the same from the moment you're born to the moment you die. And we are not conscious, listen carefully, we're not conscious of our unchangeable core at all, except through a lot of meditation, and even then, something that we don't really feel. It's something we could be aware of, etc., but it's not something we define ourselves. Rav Dov, what's the question? Yeah.
And they asked him why he did it.
Yeah.
And he said, all my life I hated Jews.
Uh-huh.
So,
what you're saying now, that story that you just said is going to be an example, not for this, but for chapters later on. That's an example of what you're saying, Rav Dov, that he said he hated Jews, that's why he saved Jews. That's going to be an example of when what you do doesn't have to be the same as who you are.
Action.
Exactly. So that's going to be an example of what I... Right. So you're already a step ahead of Dov. That's an example. That's going to be a perfect example, the best example I could think of. When we get to later on, we're going to speak about that. What you do doesn't have to be who you are. So leave that for a second, because right now I'm a step before that. Wait, right now I wanted. I want to define what's the difference between who you are and what you do. Before we speak, you're speaking about that what you do is not like who you are, right? And I'm saying, I'm a step before that, I want to discuss what it means to be who you are and then what you do. Then we'll talk about which one you're doing. What does it mean, what does it mean who you are? How do you define yourself who you are? Yeah. Before you ask questions, I'm trying to define, there's nothing to ask a question on yet. What... When I ask you who you are, what am I asking?
Your teva.
Your teva. What does it mean, your teva, your nature? What does that mean?
Nature, that each individual comes to this world with a certain construct.
Nature means a certain construct. Which construct?
Nobody's one thing.
I know nobody's one thing. I know that everybody's different. I get that. So I'm saying, when I ask you who you are, you're answering me, it's your nature, it's your construct. What does that mean? Well, talk more in simple English. We got to get this clear, because otherwise we can't move further. What are we talking about?
Your emotions and intellect.
What's a simple word, the way to explain it? Your midos. Okay, your midos is an example. Huh? I can't hear you.
Habits.
Okay, habits would be one, yeah. I think the word, tell me if I'm correct. Potential, okay. I think the word that's the word that would, I think, make it clear for all of us, that would be the overarching word that would include everything that we're saying, is your personality. What would you say? If I would ask you who you are, would your answer be your personality? Who says you can't? Did anyone say you can't change? I didn't say you can't change. So don't. Let's not. We're talking about. Nobody said I can't. You can't change who you are. Your personality. I think. What is your personality? Consists of your intelligence, your sense of humor, your midos, your character traits, your nature, your construct. Who you are. When I say to you who you are as a person, what am I asking? Who you are as a person? Think for a second. Who are you? Again, I don't know why we're right away going into that. Yes, now, tomorrow, and a year from now, generally, as general as could be. As general as could be. I didn't talk about it. Of course you could change who you are. I didn't say you can't change it. But a person could work on themselves. I'm not talking about... That's why I'm talking about the most general that could be. We're not getting into details yet. I want a general definition of koichas hanefesh. It's important to get the idea. Always remember, when you learn anything, whether it's Gemara, Chassidus, and I assume the same thing is law, medicine, or any other business thing that any of you ever do better than I do. So you know, it's always important to remember what's the general idea and then to get into specifics. Because if you mix up the specifics with the general idea, then you get verblunden. It's important to know what's the general thing and then to get into specifics. What's the general definition of koichas hanefesh? The general definition of koichas hanefesh is your personality. Who you are as a person is your personality. At any given time, you could change it, yes, but I want to just say, koichas hanefesh means your personality. And I want you, this isn't a word to get just right down on paper, I want you to think in your mind for a second. I want you to be clear when I say to you, who you are is your personality. It's what you're made up of. It's who you are. What defines you as different than somebody else? What defines you today? As opposed to 10 years from now or 10 years before. Not only can personality change, somebody actually just sent me a class that I gave 10 years ago. You know, there's a quote from Thomas Merton, who was a great theologian. He's actually a Christian, but he's a great theologian and philosopher. He writes that if you think the same things today that you thought, that if you don't look back, how did he say it? I don't remember the exact quote, but he says, if the person who you were 5 years ago wouldn't think that the person you are today is a heretic, then you haven't made progress. Kofer, apikurus. If the person who you were 5 years ago wouldn't look at the person you are today as a heretic, then you haven't made real progress. In other words, somebody gave me a class I gave 10 years ago, and I almost died when I listened to it. I couldn't believe I said certain things that I said. Right? So, you know, unless you're mamash a tzaddik, you know, if you're always changing and evolving...
I mean, if you don't think today is what you were 5 years ago...
Whatever, I'm not sure that's what he meant, but it doesn't matter. The bottom line that he's saying is that personality changes. Of course it changes. And you could be a completely different person than you were 10 years ago. Completely. Completely. That's what we're not, and that's why, that's answering Ezra and David, that's why we're not talking about the essence of the soul. Get clearly. That's why when I say who you are, the answer is not the essence. Why is now based on what we're saying now, why is the essence not the answer if I ask you who you are?
Essence doesn't change,
but yes, and therefore, why is that not who you are? It's not who you're aware of. You're not conscious. I'm talking about who you are. Who you are as a person. If I say to you essence, that's not who you are as a person. I want to know who you are as a person. Who are you? You're going to say the essence? The essence you're not aware of. Of course, that it doesn't change is a result of the fact that it's something that's not your conscious self. I'm asking you your conscious self, who are you today? How would you define yourself? What are you going to answer? You're not going to answer your essence. I'm going to say, how are you defining yourself as a person? What's your construct? What's your nature? What's your personality? That's what I want to know. That's koichas hanefesh. Get the term clearly. Koichas hanefesh means your personality. And that's why the words the Alter Rebbe uses is, what are the words the Alter Rebbe says? That each grade of soul consists of faculties. This is what your soul, klula. Remember that was the word in Hebrew? Klula. What are you kalu? Mimata kalul. What's your personality? What are you made up of? What are you made up of? You're made up of your personality. That's what you're made up of. That's koichas hanefesh. Then, what's the next thing? What Nir taught us?
What do you do?
What does it mean, what do you do?
Your actions.
Your actions. What you do is not necessarily the same as who you are. What you do is something else. There's who I am, and there's what I do. There's who I am as a person, and there's what I actually do.
But what you actually do usually reflects who you are.
Now, so what you do, usually, if you don't make any effort, listen carefully, what you do if you don't make any effort will usually reflect who you are. But as Dov said, the story of the Japanese guy, and we're going to learn the entire book of Tanya is about that, it doesn't necessarily have to reflect who you are. What you do does not necessarily have to reflect who you are. But again, I want to leave that for a second, and I want to, because we're going to talk about it, but first I want to focus on what it means, what you do. We're going to speak about the fact that it doesn't have to reflect who you are. But I want it to be so clear to you that you wake up in the middle of the night and you get this clearly, the distinction between who you are and what you do. Now, I'm not even talking about garbage man. I'm talking about, you're right, garbage man, lawyer, whatever it is. You know, it's a very, you know, that idea. If I speak about who, definitely who you do doesn't have to be your job. You did what Ezra's saying. Okay, so definitely it goes without saying that what you do as a career doesn't define you. That's for sure. We're not even talking about that. You know, it's very interesting. 100 years ago. You know, our Alter Zaydas and our great-great-grandfathers were like, if you have to look at what jobs they had, they usually were not lawyers, or they didn't have white-collar jobs like today. I mean, Jews back then, you know, my one great-grandfather was a butcher, the other one was a baker. They were both huge Tamei Chacham. One was a new Tanakh Be'er, he was a lawyer for the Minchas Aluzer. The Goyin Otzum, but he, for a living, he was a baker. That's what he did for a living. So back then, you know, our great-grandparents, huh? Yeah, they back then, our great grandfathers, but they had the most menial jobs, water carriers and wood choppers, and yet they didn't have the same crises that people today have because they didn't define themselves by their jobs. Today, people define themselves by their jobs. So I'm zikr, we're negating that. I'm not talking about that, but I'm saying anything you do doesn't necessarily have to be who you are. So now, without a flowchart, if we say the three garments of the soul, what do you do? What do you do generally? Most generally, what do you do? So, what you do for a living, but even more basic than that, what you do in general, what the Alter Rebbe says, chapter 4, in addition, right, what's the first sentence we saw? In addition, every divine soul possesses three garments. What are the three things that you do? You think, you speak, and you do with action. Wait. You think, you speak, and action. So now, in your mind, get clear. Who are you, your personality? What does your personality consist of? Intellectual faculties, emotions, nature, right? That's who you are. Who are you? You are your faculties, means your intellect, your emotions, your midas, etc. That's who you are, your personality. What do you do? Think, speak, and act. That is the key for the entire Tanya, to get clearly. Your intellect and emotions are who you are, your personality. Your garments of the soul are thinking, speaking, and doing. Yes, thinking, because we're going from internal to external. Thinking is the closest garment to the soul, thinking. Then there's speaking, and then there's doing in action. And that is the general breakup of the entire soul. There's the essence of the soul. Then there's the koichas hanefesh, the faculties of the soul, which is your personality, intellect and emotions. Intellect and emotions, intelligence and emotions. And then there's the three garments of the soul, is what you do, which is thinking, speaking, and acting. What's your question, Yaakov?
More,
I can't hear you.
Thinking more of who you are.
So wait, I'm gonna get that in a second.
So impact.
The question now is, so everyone get this clear. So you have your personality is your intelligence and emotions, and the garments are thinking, speaking, and acting. So Yaakov is asking, which is a question that you should all be asking unless you've heard this before. Think for a second. Look inside yourself. Who are you? Your personality, your intellect, and emotions. And now I'm telling you, what do you do? Thinking, speaking, and acting. What question should be asking, which is what Yaakov is asking? What's the difference between thinking and intellect? Now, I want to get, let's just say the Hebrew words so we should get them clear. The personality, what's your personality? Is Chabad, Chagas, Nehi. Chabad, Chochma, Bina, Das. There are 10, we learned about, there are 10 faculties. Look at the first sentence of chapter 3 again. Let's just see the first sentence again. Now, each distinction and grade of the three parts of the soul consist of 10 faculties corresponding to the supernal 10 spheres. In other words, so you have the back outside. You have the 10 faculties as Chochm Bina Das, wisdom, understanding, Chochm Bina Das, which we'll explain later what that is, intellect. Then Chesed Gvur Tiferes, the 7 emotions, right? So it's intellect and emotions. That's what your soul consists of. That's the Kreiches HaNefesh. And then you possess 3 garments, which is thinking, speaking, and doing. The question is, what's the difference between intellect and thinking? What do you say, Mati?
Thinking, speaking, and doing.
Right.
But that's what you do.
Right.
Doing and do is the same thing.
So, no, but I'm saying, so doing means action, like with your hand and stuff, with your hand, with your feet, means an action, as opposed to thinking, speaking, anything you do that's not just thinking, speaking.
In that order, there are people that do before they think.
There are some people that also talk without thinking. So that's the famous joke, but the truth is that's not true. It's not possible to do anything without thinking. The question is how much thinking is felt. It's not possible to really even... We say don't talk without speaking. When your mother told you, don't talk without speaking, think before you speak. Now, you could say to your mother, it's not possible to speak without thinking. So what did your mother mean? Your mother meant, spend more time thinking before you speak. But before we get to that's right. So, but what's the difference between intellect and thinking? One second. Why are we defining intelligence as who you are and thinking as what you do? What's the difference between intelligence and thinking?
One exists without the other.
Intelligence exists no matter what you do. Intelligence, thinking is an action. Meaning intelligence is your personality. Thinking is something you do. What does that mean? Intelligence is the framework within which thought, which in Machshava operates. Machshava Dibra Mais is thinking, speaking, and acting, doing an action. But so what's thinking? What are you saying? What's the definition you're saying?
The thinking operates within
intelligence. I don't know what that's a very technical... I'm asking Lamaisa. Subconscious? We just got through saying that the personality is who you are as a person. It's not subconscious. What's the difference between what you know and thinking? So we're going to continue tomorrow, but I want you to think over the next day, I want you to think of the following mashal, and we'll speak more about it tomorrow. Think about a movie screen, and you know how they used to have a movie screen? The reel, the DVD, or let's say even the DVD. You have a TV screen, and you have the DVD. What's on the TV screen, and what's that? You have 100 different DVDs. You have a set, a collection of 1,000 DVDs. And then you have the TV screen. Which one is playing on the TV screen? Which one? You have 1,000 different DVDs. Which one's going to be on the TV screen? What's the answer? Whichever one you pick. So just think till tomorrow morning. Machshava thought is the TV screen. Chochma Bina Das, intelligence, are the DVDs. Think about that till tomorrow morning.
Can you bring the same mashal from Einstein? Where he has to teach 5-year-olds, so he takes everything out and he...
Why would you possibly go so far at this point to there and make it...
No, it's completely different, because he's bringing something to the
forefront. But I'm talking about within yourself.
Yeah, I know. So me thinking, I bring one thing to the forefront of my mind.
Good, so that's the muscle we're using. Why would you have to get to Einstein over here? I want to get a muscle from you yourself.
You've used it before.
For symptom.
But why can't you...
I want you to see...